Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when you're just going through the motions, stuck in a rut, barely keeping your head above water? Yeah, I've been there. More times than I care to admit. But it wasn't until I hit rock bottom, and let me tell you, it was a real doozy, that I realized something crucial. My mental health was screaming for attention. This isn't some airy-fairy self-help spiel, folks. This is about real life, real struggles, and learning to navigate the wild roller coaster of emotions we all experience. Today, I want to share my personal journey to mental health awareness, a journey that, believe me, had its fair share of bumps in the road. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that might just change the way you think about your own well-being. Number 1. Stop romanticizing, burning out. Seriously, that hustle culture crap is a myth. When you're constantly pushing yourself to the limit, ignoring your needs, it's not cool, it's a recipe for disaster. You know that feeling when your brain feels fried, like a computer running on fumes? That's not ambition, that's exhaustion disguised as success. Learn to recognize your limits, prioritize rest, and celebrate those moments of downtime. They're not lazy, they're essential. Number 2. Don't underestimate the power of vulnerability. I used to think admitting weakness was a sign of failure. But guess what? Being open about your struggles, sharing your anxieties, is actually a strength, not a weakness. It takes courage to show up authentically, and that's exactly what helps build genuine connections with others. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Number 3. Embrace self-care, like, really embrace it. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about actively nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Find activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, spending time in nature, or jamming out to your favorite tunes. Make time for things that recharge you, because when you're feeling good on the inside, it radiates outwards. Number 4. Seek professional help when needed. This is not a sign of weakness, folks, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness. Therapists, counselors, they're like life coaches with extra training. They can provide invaluable support and guidance as you navigate your unique challenges. Remember, there's no shame in asking for help, and doing so could be the most empowering decision you ever make. Number 5. Be patient with yourself. This isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be good days and bad days, moments of clarity and times when you feel lost. But the key is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and remember, every day is a new opportunity to cultivate a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with yourself. Ever felt like you were running on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when life feels overwhelming, and you're not sure where to turn? That's exactly how I felt for years. It was like I was trapped in this constant state of stress and anxiety, never truly able to relax or enjoy the moment. I remember one particular day, a Tuesday, if memory serves, when everything just came crashing down. I had a major work deadline looming, my relationship was on shaky ground, and I felt completely overwhelmed. I spent most of the day staring blankly at my computer screen, unable to focus or even think straight. That's when I realized something had to change. My journey wasn't easy, folks. It involved tough conversations with myself and others, seeking professional help, learning new coping mechanisms, and making some major life adjustments. But slowly but surely, things started to shift. I began to prioritize my well-being, practice self-care, and cultivate a more positive mindset. And you know what? The world started to feel a little bit brighter. So remember, folks, your mental health matters. It's not something to be ignored or brushed aside. Take the time to invest in yourself, learn about your own needs, and don't hesitate to reach out for support when you need it. This journey is all about learning, growing, and ultimately, thriving, one step at a time. Think about what resonated with you today. What's one small step you can take to prioritize your mental well-being? Share it with me in the comments below, or let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, remember, you are stronger than you think, braver than you believe, and more capable than you imagine. Now go out there and rock your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.